Grifter's Game by Lawrence Block, read by Alan Sklar. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The lobby was air-conditioned, and the rug was the kind you sink down into and disappear in without leaving a trace. The bellhops moved silently and instantly and efficiently. The elevators started silently and stopped as silently, and the pretty girls who jockeyed them up and down did not chew gum until they were through working for the day. The ceilings were high, and the chandeliers that drooped from them were ornate. And the manager's voice was pitched very low, his tone apologetic. But this didn't change what he had to say. He wanted the same thing they want in every stinking dive from Hackensack to Hong Kong. He wanted money. "I don't want to bother you, Mr. Gavilan," he was saying, "but it is the policy of the hotel to request payment once every 2 weeks. And since you've been here slightly in excess of 3 weeks..." He left that one hanging in the middle of the air, smiling and extending his hands, palms up, to show me that he didn't like to talk about money. He liked to receive it, but he didn't like to talk about it. I matched his smile with one of my own. "Wish you'd told me sooner," I said. "Time flies so fast a man can't keep up with it. Look, I want to get upstairs and change now. Suppose you have the bill ready for me when I come back downstairs. I have to go to the bank anyway. Might as well kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. Pick up some money and settle my tab for the moment." His smile was wider than mine. "Of course, we'll be happy to take your check, Mr. Gavilan. That is, no point to it," I said. "My account's with a Denver bank. It'd take weeks before the check would clear. But I've got to..."